And this is 89.1 WEMU. Welcome to Civic Matters. This is our weekly get-together in which we explore your civic engagement opportunities in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County. And our partner in this conversation is the Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative. Good to be with you again, Mary Morgan.
David Fair, how are you celebrating the voter registration deadline day?
Well, you know what? I'm going to appreciate the fact that we do not live in Los Angeles or Southern California where it's between 115 and 120 degrees.
Oh, man.
As warm as it gets here, it is nothing like that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, it is voter registration day, and we've been talking about this over the past several weeks, but there is no tomorrow when it comes to registration.
Yeah, you know, I think that we should collectively be grateful that we don't have to register before each election if we don't move. But for people who, for whatever reason, have moved or they're new voters or, you know, their circumstances have changed, today is the day. August 7th is a really important primary in our community because a lot of races are decided then. So just want to make sure everybody's double-checking their status, making sure all their friends, family, and coworkers are registered and not missing the deadline today.
And I believe it's michigan.gov/vote where you can go and check your registration status and make sure that you're all set to go prior to the election, correct?
You are correct, sir.
It's amazing when that happens. I'm always surprised.
And
as you've mentioned, the August 7th primary election is right around the corner, and there are resources available. So if you don't know all the candidates, if you're not familiar with the local issues, there are resources to check out that can help you make sure you're better informed.
That's right. Civ City has a website, AnnArborVotes.org. We've tried really hard to provide as many resources as possible for candidate profiles. We have links to news articles about the candidates and all their campaign site information and campaign finance and more. Of course, there's a ballot proposal. We have information on that. Another great resource is the League of Women Voters vote411.org, where you can enter your zip code and then pull up specifically to you, the candidates who are running in and will be on your ballot. So that's another great resource. And of course, WEMU will have coverage of the elections as well.
In fact, earlier today, we began Soapbox Summer 2018. WEMU offered 3.5 minutes of free airtime to any candidate whose name will appear on the Washtenaw County ballot. Many took us up on that offer. We started airing our candidates today. Tomorrow, we're looking forward to hearing from Democratic gubernatorial candidate Gretchen Whitmer and the man seeking re-election to the office of Mayor of Ann Arbor, Christopher Taylor. And we will have more over the next 2 weeks for you as we head to that August 7th primary election. Now, speaking of candidates, Mary Morgan, the Democratic Party candidates for County Commission Districts 2 and 9 and State Senate District 18 are among those who will be participating in a forum tonight.
That's right. The League of Women Voters candidate forums continue. There are many that have already happened, and those are on the CTN YouTube channel. But tonight, we're going to hear from three Democratic primary candidates in District 2 for what kind of county commissioner, and two candidates in District 9. Both of those are going to be very competitive races, so I hope people tune in. That starts at 7. And then at 8:30, there are four candidates who are going to be running for Democratic primary in District 18 for Michigan Senate.
That is the district currently represented by Rebecca Warren, and she, of course, is running for the State House of Representatives in another district.
Yep, District 55, that's right.
Again,
so I think that those are great opportunities for people to tune in and see the different candidates and some of their views on issues.
And then more candidates a little later down the week on Sunday, I believe.
Right. I'm always really excited when neighborhood associations or other groups will have their own candidate forums. And on Sunday, the Orchard Hills Maplewood Homeowners Association is having a candidate forum for Ward 2 city council candidates and for Ann Arbor mayor. That starts at 3:30, and that's at Traver Wood Library.
And that gets underway at 3:30 again on Sunday, July 15th. And I'd also like to point out, Mary, there's something going on in Ypsilanti tomorrow night. Residents will have a chance to talk to some of their city council members. Council members Pete Murdoch and Brian Robb are holding a town hall meeting at the Freight House in Depot Town. They'll be answering questions, discussing local issues, and providing residents with a city update. It's a meeting that gets underway at 6:30 Tuesday night and will run until 8:30. Once again, you're listening to Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Mary Morgan, and Mary is Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative and our partner in this weekly feature. And Mary, so much of our conversations over the past few years have been centered on policing and on racial relations in Washtenaw County and about affordable housing. Tie it all together, and what you're talking about in many cases is racial equity, and that's going to be the subject of conversation this week.
That's right. There's a forum tonight at the downtown library that's held by the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners. They have proposed a racial equity ordinance, and they're looking for feedback on that. This is basically trying to push forward an initiative that was started called One Washtenaw. It's involving the city of Ann Arbor and the county. They're trying to address some of the issues of poverty and racial inequity in this area. The ordinance, if it's passed, would create an Office of Racial Equity. So that would be a fairly significant change, giving someone the, you know, specific direction to address those issues within the county. So I think that that's an important issue that we should be paying attention to.
Now, I know the draft ordinance is available online, and we will include links as part of our web post in just a little while. But have you had an opportunity, Mary, to kind of read through it, at least glance through it?
Yeah, you know, it's not very long. And I think it's only, you know, three or four pages. So it's not one of those, it's not super difficult to try to wrap your head around. And I think that like any of these things, including the One Washtenaw initiative, the outcomes are what we're really going to be looking at. So, you know, it's one thing to create an office like this, or in Ann Arbor to create an office of sustainability. Or whatever it is, but it's another to actually make meaningful change that actually results in some of these inequities being addressed. So,
in essence, it is very right. It is very much a next step, but there are plenty still to come based on whether or not this ordinance is drafted into place.
Right, and I think, you know, whenever there's a new piece of bureaucracy created or additional positions added to our local government, you know, it's a serious thing, and there's a financial responsibility that the commissioners have to make sure that this is a direction that will yield some results and not just be, you know, kind of window dressing. But I think that it's definitely something to discuss and for people to be aware of and give feedback to the commissioners before they actually take action.
Well, once again, if you would like to participate and be among those providing input into this, you can do so at a feedback session that starts at 6:30 tonight at the downtown Ann Arbor Library branch. That's at 343 South 5th Avenue. Again, starts at 6:30 tonight. Now, I know you live in Ann Arbor, Mary. How are your water rates?
Right. Well, as you know, July 1st, new rates took effect. Many residents, including me, will see an increase. Mine, I think, and there's a bill calculator on the city's website that will actually help you if you know what your water usage is by looking at your most recent bill. You can plug in and get the new rates. You know, one of the arguments I've heard is that we have very reasonable water rates, relatively speaking, to other communities, and that even with an increase, it's you know, still a good deal. There's some truth to that. I think that the issue for me is that whenever we have a new increase, it's not taken in isolation. So if it's a new tax, it might be a minor tax or a minor tax increase or a fee increase, even though it's minor. Cumulatively, these do have an effect on the affordability of our community, and I think that's something really important to keep in mind as we talk about affordable housing issues, for example.
Stepping outside of the affordable housing issue and the economics of it for a moment, environmentally speaking, higher prices do seem to spawn greater conservation, and that's of value as well.
Yes, although there were plenty of water sprinklers on all day yesterday in my neighborhood. So
I saw those too.
I'm not sure. Yeah. We'll see.
Well, it's certainly going to be fun to follow along. A lot going on this week. I thank you for all the time and effort you put into making sure we're fully aware of all that that is, and we'll look forward to our conversation next week.
Have a great week, David.
That is Mary Morgan, Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative. To find out more about the work Mary is doing and to sign up for her weekly newsletter, visit civcity.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti. And thank you once again for listening to Civic Matters.